Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 26th of July. Yesterday's release of second quarter US GDP showed the US consumer is still there, still willing to spend. Some of the data was a bounce back from a distorted first quarter, and so market attention is likely to be quite focused on today's data release, covering June personal income and personal spending, and the personal consumer expenditure deflator. For the demand side, the US consumer is unlikely to abandon their hedonistic ways. Personal consumption is a plutocratic statistic, meaning that it's composed on the basis of $1, one vote. The results are therefore skewed towards the economic experiences of the middle and higher income households. These households may be more prudent in spending, resisting price increases, for instance. However, they are also experiencing rising real incomes. And in some cases, household incomes are being bolstered by increased participation rates in the labour force and trading up to higher quality jobs. Spending is not likely to accelerate dramatically, but it should be a fairly solid foundation for US activity still. For the personal consumer expenditure deflator, the disinflation trends should still be in evidence. The personal consumer expenditure deflator is less affected by the fictitious concept of owner's equivalent rent than is consumer price inflation, although it is still impacted. There are also some other differences to consumer price inflation, things like auto insurance, which economists get really excited about and no one else actually notices. Last month, more items were falling in price in the PC deflator than at any time since the depths of the pandemic in mid-2020, and goods price deflation was also evident. There is an expectation that the PC deflator will slide further on both the headline and the core measures, meaning that monetary policy is continuing to tighten ever more aggressively as real rates continue to rise. That rather reinforces the idea that the US Federal Reserve might be late to the rate-cutting party. Japan's Tokyo consumer price inflation data was more or less in line with expectations for the month of July. It was a fraction below the consensus. However, recently Japan's data has tended to be a fraction below expectations quite a lot. It's not enough to disrupt the overall narrative of an economy with some growth and some price increases, but it might be something that challenges the absolute certainty of some investors, especially international investors, about the timing and the speed of policy change in Japan. We get some consumer sentiment data today, and specifically some inflation expectations data from both the euro area and the United States. Do we care? Not really. Consumers are not noted for their ability to forecast inflation, and inflation expectations only matter if they induce a change in behaviour. The US Michigan Consumer Sentiment Poll shows the existence of partisan bias in headline consumer sentiment. All is for the best in this best of all possible worlds if you're Democrat. Things are unremittingly bleak if you're Republican. Interestingly, a recent academic paper signaled what has long been suspected. This partisanship extends to inflation expectations. Democrats believe that they are living in a low inflation world, and Republicans believe that Weimar Germany is just around the corner. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.